We're at the Governor's Ag Conference in Kearney, and we're going to talk with Chuck Woodside, who is the CEO of Kappa Ethanol here in central Nebraska. And Chuck, for our listeners out of state, Kappa Ethanol was, one of the first ethanol plants in the country, wasn't it?
Yeah, we started actually production in the year of, in November of 2003, so we're almost done with our, almost on our 12th year now. So, yeah.
Well, we were talking about the current situation. 2014, from all reports, was a great year for the industry, but it sounds like things have turned pretty quickly here.
Yeah, they have. The 2014 year was a great year, record year for Kappa Ethanol, and of course, you know, we've spent the last 5 years doing things at our facility and also investing in plants in other states. So we've continued to grow our business, and in a year when margins blow out like they have, that pays great dividends. As we look at 2015, it looks to be a completely different environment. We're in an environment with low oil. A lot of questions about what impact that's going to have on the price of oil or the price of ethanol. And I think that the answer is it depends on how low it goes and for how long it stays there. Because at the same time, while it decreases the price of our competing products, at the same time, the demand has the possibility to go up as we look at driving more and using more gasoline in an E10 blend.
So ethanol plants, it sounds like most of them are in pretty good shape financially, been able to get pretty healthy that way. It sounds like you're better prepared for this downturn than maybe in the past.
No, I think that's a fair statement. The balance sheets were all really well, repaired in 2014. So now it'll be a matter of what happens with margins going forward. And then there's a lot of dynamics. There's not only the competing oil, but in 2014, ethanol exported over 800 million gallons, which isn't the record, but it's the second highest year ever. And there's a lot of thought that we could export another 100 million gallons this year. And so if that's the case, that's going to increase demand, and we're going to need that. The other thing that the other dynamic that's been taking place is that what has changed in the last several months is the percentage of the crush that is being provided for by the distillers' grains. The dry distillers' grains, which were trading at 80% the value of corn last fall, are now at 130-140% the value of corn, and that's picked up some of that slack. A lot of that is due to the fact that the Chinese and other importers have come in and wanted to buy our product. And so there's a lot of demand in that area right now.
Are we going to see a reduction in ethanol production this year then? And is that going to result in, less demand for corn?
Well, I think we're probably right now on target to meet the USDA projections. So I don't see, as we continue in our current environment, we may see some decrease depending on what happens with margins. I don't know that we see a lot of potential for upside in that number as far as demand for corn in the ethanol industry, but we seem to be able at the moment to be able to be on target to meet USDA's projections.
So as you look forward, I mean, the industry's stable. There's concerns about the RFS and what the EPA is going to come out with there, but are you still feeling pretty optimistic here long term?
Long term, we are very optimistic on the industry. Short term, we still are in an overbuilt situation. We've got over 15 billion gallons of production in a 14 billion gallon market, and that's where you see the excess demand. So there's going to be a lot of volatility, as there has been over the last 12 years, and we're going to continue to see that. I think we're going to have to balance supply, and whether that means that we see some reduction in runs, we've already started to see some within the last 2 months, and we may see that continue based on certain locations and certain technologies and capacities. So we'll probably see some adjustment. Long term, we still are the cheapest octane on the planet, and there continues to be great demand for not only the octane value in our product, but the environmental friendliness of our product. And we still live in a day where energy independence matters. And so as we continue to work on all those issues, our product has great benefits, and we just need to work through some of the oversupply issues. We talk about growth in the industry, and I think the consensus for the most part, with a couple exceptions, is that the growth in the industry will continue to be at the facilities that exist. Every facility that is out there continues to look for opportunities to expand and to get scale in production, and so we're no different at Kappa Ethanol.